It is possible that you've just made a very important decision to watch this module because it means that you are contemplating running a team discovery session to find out the team's why. And by team here, I mean it could be the entire company, could be a department, any kind of group this works for. And as a reminder, this is always about fulfilling that first job, which is to be fulfilled. This is connecting that specifically, concretely to help that. Now, this process takes time, a little bit of energy, more than maybe you would want to initially, but I promise you it will pay you back in massive dividends over many years. Let's get started. First thing you need to know is the process I'm proposing is the fastest way to get buy-in from your team. So instead of just a top-down kind of visionary mentality, the process is going to get people bought in much faster. It's going to increase morale, and it's going to build relationships in your team. So there's lots of reasons why you want to do it this particular way. One thing you need to know is the guidebook that I've written is really a distillation and a simplification that'll go deeper than this video. So if you're really, the video is just to kind of give you a taster to see if you want to go deeper, go to the guidebook. If the guidebook isn't enough, there's a book that the guidebook is based on called Find Your Why by Simon Sinek, David Mead, and Peter Docker. Chapters 4 and 5 are where you're going to find that information. Let's get started. The steps to run the group discovery why session are these. 1, got to find a facilitator, talk about that. 2, invite participants. 3, run the session. And 4, draft your team why. Step 1, find a facilitator. The thing you need to know about a facilitator is it could be you if you're the leader, but know this, a facilitator is there to evoke content rather than provide it. So if you want to be a participant, you want to actually add and shape the content, you probably don't want to be the facilitator. But it's okay if you're the leader and you want to run it. Here's what you need to do if you're the one going to facilitate, or you're going to find someone to facilitate. Doesn't have to be a professional. They need to be a good time manager, need to be noticing what's happening in the room. They need to be objective but engaged, so they're not biased in one way or another with what's happening, and they need to know how to ask non-leading questions. Those are the big attributes that you're going to need in a facilitator. Step 2, you're going to invite the participants. Now, here's what we're talking about here. The participants are the people who I call torchbearers. These are the ones who care a lot about the company, probably those that have been there longer or been on the team longer, so they have more stories to share. So you're going to want torchbearers. No more than about 30 people. And there isn't really a limit on the other side, but no more than about 30-ish, and you're going to get great results. 2, when you invite them, you want to tell them exactly what to expect in the email or in the invitation. And really, here are the 3 things. You're going to be discussing the importance of why matters, your vision. You're going to do story sharing, so they need to come prepared to think about the stories they've had and learned living and breathing in this company or group. And then you're going to be drafting a team why. So you just kind of give them that prep so they know going in this is what they can expect. Step number 3, this is the big day. You're actually going to run the discovery sessions. So what does that entail? Well, first thing that entails, these are the session elements. First of all, you need to set aside at least 4 hours, 4-hour minimum, sometimes 5. You might set aside 5 just to be on the safe side. If you get done early, people love you for it, but a 4-hour minimum. 2, you're going to set up the room. Here's how a room could be set up. It doesn't have to be this way. It's just a recommendation. You got a screen at the front. You've got these flip charts that are available to make notes on. Those triangles are the flip charts. And you've got people arranged in a horseshoe. And then what you're going to do is you're going to divide it into 3 separate groups. And so each group will be assigned kind of a different flip chart. They'll get together and they'll do the process in groups. So those are the elements that you're going to need to run this session. The session will be divided into 2 main parts. The first part is where you describe and discuss the power of purpose. So this is the first 45 minutes of the meeting. The leader goes first. This is not the facilitator. This is the leader of the team, and they're going to set the context. 2 things you need to know whenever you set a context. First, thank them. Thank them for being there. You see, it's a weird thing people sometimes overlook that whenever you have to be somewhere, it's nice to be thanked for being there. 2, give them permission. Make sure that the people that have showed up know that it is okay for them to actually do this work, that it is their work. Sometimes it's hard for people when they're kind of taken away from their daily lives and their day-to-day jobs. They feel like they're cheating a little bit. So you want to give them permission. This is the work, okay? Then the facilitator will go. And the facilitator, whoever that is, if it's you, fine. They will talk about why the why matters. They'll start by sharing their why. And then if they don't have that, if they haven't done that work, make sure that they share the whys of the other companies that I've shared in previous videos so that they have examples. And you're going to introduce here the whole notion of the power of purpose, that people don't buy what a company does, they buy why a company does it. And or you can even share a video. You can share some of the videos in this earlier module that might provide context. You could share one of Simon Sinek's videos. So that's what you do there. Then you're going to move into the discussion of this prompt in pairs. So you divide everybody up into pairs and you ask them to answer this question, only about 10 minutes. If you think back to a time when you joined the organization, what inspired you the most? Make sure they process that a little bit. And what inspires you to keep coming back? This is only designed to get them talking, to get the juices flowing and to prime the pump, but they'll also start to be thinking about a positive orientation towards the future of your organization or team. So that is the end of part one. Part two is where you start generating the content. This is the story sharing time, and it lasts about 2.5 hours, 2 to 2.5 hours, something like that. And you break them into their three groups. Now, in their three groups, you're going to start with this prompt, and it's about a 25-minute process, 30 minutes. Ask them to tell specific stories of when you felt proud, most proud to work for this organization. And when we say specific stories, we don't mean, I really liked when we launched that product. No, no, no. You want to drive them into telling a specific story with people. So it's kind of like, I remember when Justin and I were launching this product and we had to stay up really late at night. We ordered pizza and we finally got it done. We were there till 1 a.m. We were exhausted and delirious. But at the end of the day, I felt like I had a partner in crime and we really pulled something off that we wouldn't have been able to do unless we did it together. Boom. Right? So that's a lot more specific. You're going to capture those on those whiteboard, those flip charts. And then you're going to stop and report out to the group. And you're going to share kind of what happened, what you guys came up with, a couple of key stories. Everyone will share. Then you're going to move on to prompt number two. Same exact process, but different question. In each of your stories, what was the specific contribution your organization made to the lives of others? So here now you've moved from specific inspirational stories to now you're looking for what's that contribution. And here you're going to want to describe it in action verbs, usually in the present. So to inspire, to encourage, to enrich, to connect. These were the specific things we were doing. We were connecting people. We were informing people. And somehow this was a really big part of what we did. So that's the prompt two. Again, capture them on the pages, share out to the group. That's another 25 to 30 minutes. Now you should take a break. After about a 15-minute break, you come back and you do the final prompt, prompt three. What did the contributions of your organization allow others to go on to do or be? And so here's where you're actually looking for impact. What did this do? And you're looking mostly for a human impact. No matter what kind of organization you have, what's the human impact? So an impact might be we created community. An impact might be we created an environment where people could learn. An impact might be we made connections and enriched their lives. An impact might be we created memories. So those are the things you're looking for in this section. Again, captured on the flipboards. Begin to share out at large. This is the second stage of this. Now, the final thing we're going to do is we move on to step three, which is to draft the team why. So here's what you do. You start by step one, you divide into two different groups to draft two different whys. So you dissolve the three groups and you move into two groups. And what you're going to ask them to do is you're going to look at the formula. You're going to state clearly this is what you're trying to produce, something this simple. You're going to draft the best one you can. Two, this is your contribution, so that your impact. Prompts number one and two, fund or provide the content for the first blank. So what are the contributions that you guys were making? That's that to inspire, to connect, to enrich, these are those things. And then so that, what's that human impact that you had on someone based on those stories? Now, this draft needs to be born of those stories. You can't have it kind of be a random new idea. It's got to be born of those actual stories. So that's step one in drafting the why, is getting two groups to draft their whys. And the goal is to create one that is the best one. And they're going to present it to the other group. And they're basically going to, their goal is to get the other group to go, you know what? That one is way better than ours. Step two, when you present, you are not presenting with a long description. You're literally just stating the why as you crafted it, and you're supporting it with at least two stories that you've already surfaced on those pages. Step three, everyone votes on the why statements. So you can literally, hand vote. You can do whatever you want. Whichever one wins, that's the new draft. Now, it might be that the team agrees that an amalgamation or a kind of integration of the two is better. Doesn't really matter. The goal is at the end, you have a draft statement. It needs to be about 75% of the way there. And when you get there, you then move to finalize the team why statement. Here's how you finalize it. You basically go offline. You take a small group of that whole group. It could be volunteers that want to be a part of this that are kind of the why champions, or it could be the senior leadership team that might, for good reasons, want to take that away and finalize that statement before you report back. Give it about no more than 3 weeks so that it doesn't go cold, and you have got your why. The goal is not to debate semantics. The goal is to get to that visceral heart sense feeling that this feels right to us. Okay, get to work. I hope you try this out. I know it feels like a lot, but it doesn't have to be that hard, and it can make a huge difference.